Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Something else.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today marks the 26th of March of the year 2020. Happy birthday today to Richard Dawkins and Leonard Nimoy, two men responsible for inspiring many young people towards a career in the sciences, and also responsible for, or adjacent to, a lot of horrendous shit on Twitter. Your guest today is disgraced Home Secretary John Luke Roberts, here on the third step of his apology tour. John Luke Roberts.
Yes.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
How's the apology going?
I'm very sorry for getting it so wrong when I was Home Secretary and I made a different crime legal for a lunch break every day.
Any marked notable crimes that became legal while you were on lunch?
Well, I mean, there was impersonating a police officer. I thought it was quite funny. pickpocketing, that was legal. I mean, that's, you know, at least there's a skill involved in that.
And it's historical, very London-y.
Mm-hmm, thank you. And the reason I really think I got regicide, I made that legal. And the Queen's told me she felt very unsafe and I'd like to apologise specifically to you, Mum.
Coming up today, we'll be talking all the latest news in human rights. But first, some headlines. In the news today, 18 rugby players are facing bans after a fight in a recent game between Wales and the octopus tribes of New Zealand that descended into outright violence after a dispute about how many arms you are allowed to use in a scrum. The Welsh players disputed a decision by the umpire, and the captain of the octopus team allegedly said something then that was taken as an ethnic slur against the Welsh. The players have been suspended for the next three matches but are anticipated to return to the game in time for the next big rugby thing, whatever that is. And coronavirus lockdown and work-from-home incentives are doing great things for carbon footprint reduction, but scientists warn that staying at home may lead to an unplanned baby boom. There is nothing sexier than slopping around the house in your bleach-stained tracksuit pants. Governments are preparing to welcome the wave of what are going to be called corona babies.
Oh.
Yeah. And city cyclists have come in for...
They babies with a little bit of lime in top.
And city cyclists have come in for criticism following a video which showed two cyclists deliberately attaching blades to their wheels like ancient charioteers as part of an online trend for what is being called war cycling, where bike riders treat the hostile streets like post-apocalyptic battlefields rather than the pre-apocalyptic battlefields they actually are. Nobody was harmed in this particular incident, but a number of cars were scratched and about $40,000 worth of property damage was caused by their reckless driving, as well as one dog being almost impaled by a javelin. He's now in counselling for shock. The cyclists are yet to reveal themselves and come forward, but the Metropolitan Police have put out a call for anyone with information regarding the two men, noting that they are of normal height and dressed like Roman centurions. And that is all the headlines we have time for now, because it's time for your ad section.
Are you worried about copyright crimes? like now people listen to this and go, oh, let's do that with our bikes.
Do you mean copycat crimes?
What did I say? Copyright?
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's a copyright infringement, because if they carry it out, they'll have been impinging your copyright.
As long as that person's trademarked their murder cycling.
I do it on a unicycle, because at least people can get really annoyed at you as well. Oh, look at that jerk.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Oh, no, he is a jerk.
Make people feel justified at their dislike of unicyclists.
Yeah, I say this as a unicyclist myself.
Oh, you would be, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I know, exactly.
It's time for your ad section now, because you cannot be what you cannot buy. Sometimes you can feel like the moon is leaving you behind. Give the moon a little more pull on your body by drinking half a glass of water. Rise and fall with the tides as the liquid in your body, linked with all liquid on Earth, shifts with the unfathomable power of the Earth's favourite satellite. Half a glass of water. Go with the flow. Are you lost? Are you alone? Are you worried you don't spend enough of your time doing arcane rituals with a bunch of brainwashed friends? What you want is a cult. Cult Provider is the cult website for people looking for a cult. With our world-class filters, we guarantee a perfect match with the kind of cult that will take away all your worldly worries and possessions, replacing them with a sense of community, an inexplicable placebo calm, and a troubling father or mother figure who will take and take, but in a way that makes you feel really good. Choose from our range of part-time cults, full-time cults, sex and death cults to meet your needs. Cult Provider. Who needs a social life when dogma is a man's best friend? And this episode of The Last Post is brought to you by Zervasoft's new range of owl sprays. If you're being followed by owls, there's only one spray you can trust. Patented Zervasoft Owl Spray 2 will keep owls off your back and back in the night, hunting rodents where they belong. Previous Zervasoft Owl Sprays were pulled from the market for causing skin melting in humans, but the new Zervasoft Owl Spray 2 has many fewer side effects and is still guaranteed not tested on animals, so may therefore be entirely ineffective against owls, but will definitely no longer cause skin melting in humans. Please use as advised, may cause some irritation, but probably not as much irritation as having an owl follow you everywhere. Zervasoft Owl Spray 2. All the power of the original Zervasoft Owl Spray. Half the owls.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story today. Human rights news from John Luke Roberts. Tell us, you are our human rights expert as a member of the previous member of the government, now disgraced. I'm sure you're all over this. What's happening in the news?
Well, human rights, obviously very important. Almost as important as human lefts. That's just a little joke we used to make in the Home Office when we were having chats about human rights. Somebody would say, oh, there's this awful thing going on. And then we'd have a giggle. We'd often then forget about the human rights infringement that we'd been meaning to talk about. So that's that they did have some repercussions. But it's funny because you see the word right means two different things. You know, it's not the it's a different kind of right. That's why.
It's a wordplay. I see.
But so the news in human rights this week, the scientists have done some tests and they found out human rights generally a good thing. That's good. There's a small counter study which says, oh, there might be a bad thing, but that's not been peer reviewed. The UN has put out a public consultancy this week with many proposed new human rights, brand new rights for people to have. That's me, that's you, that's everybody.
That's so exciting.
It is exciting, yeah. Some of the ones that are being suggested is the right to a free peach. That's so that you get a free peach. There've been talk about it being extended to nectarines. That's less popular.
It's less fun.
It is. I think it's the peach reminds people of mother. Or comfort generally, you know, it's like a puppy or a cat, you know, you can stroke the peach, you feel good about yourself because of that furry top, and you think about when your mother left, but you still had a kitten, although And that, you know, the kitten, even in death, was still still a comfort. Still felt the same for a while. Then the rights for internet for everyone, internet access, that's obviously quite a reasonable one. The right, now, the right to an extra bum hole. This is...
It's controversial.
Well, it is, but well, as soon as you go further into it, and if you'll excuse the pun, it's actually surprisingly compelling. The amount of things we do through our... Now, some, first of all, some creatures out there don't have bum holes. You know, opinions like bum holes. Emperor moths don't have them.
Mini jellyfish.
Thank you.
Other than warty comb jelly, which has a transient anus.
A transient anus?
Yeah, like, just... puts one where it wants, when it never, needs one.
Wherever it lays its hat, there's its home.
Yeah.
That's not, you see. But we, now we do multiple things through our bum holes. Defecating.
Yeah.
Farting. The list goes on. So if we were to have more, then we could separate those. So you'd know, oh, wait, no, I don't need to leave the room. Or maybe I need to go outside rather than doing another thing. Also, there's the possibility, if this would be pushed to the right to at least 8 bum holes, then the harmonies that could be played would be quite something. At the moment, is it plausible? I think we're quite far away from that, actually, everyone having a right to a it's not clean drinking water, you know, it's a different thing. This one excites me, is the right to, this is a religious freedom issue, that everyone should, while praying to their God or being or whatever, to chat about any TV programmes that they haven't had a chance to catch up with people work about, so you can get on the prayer to God and just, you know, oh, have you seen this recent box set? And he won't, you know, he replies slowly, we know God, but you'll be able to, that will no longer be counted as a waste of God's time, and that they're going to try and add that to the, to at least the Bible, hopefully the Torah.
I mean, that is an incredible thing, because one of the problems of the modern world is that with so many proliferating streaming services that you can't guarantee the person you're talking to has even heard of the show that is your favourite show. But God is omniscient.
So he'll definitely have seen it.
So he'll definitely
have watched the whole thing. He might drop in a spoiler or two, so you do need to be careful.
God is a bastard for spoilers.
He would. He'd probably put the spoiler in some toast.
Or a prophet.
Or a prophet. Or there'd be a statue of the Virgin Mary and it would start to cry the twist at the end of the season. And you'd go, oh no, I wish I hadn't come to Lourdes today. I was looking forward to that.
That's all we have time for in our top story right now. Now it's time for your letters to the editor. Remember, you can write a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. This is your letter to the editor for today. Dear Alice, and insert name here, that's you today, Jean-Luc Roberts.
Thank you.
It occurs to me that in alternate universes, there will be points of divergence, decisions that went one way in one universe and the opposite way in another. Your previous correspondent, who asked about the D in Christopher D. Skinner, has, I think, chanced upon one of these key decision points. Our universe's Christopher Skinner is presumably distantly descended from someone who skinned animals for a living, probably cats. But hey, as Iron Age peasants, we all had to make a living, right? Just ask any Pict. And the Picts can mainly be found in Essex at the moment. Now, us listeners have only heard the D in your Chris's name, so I think it's not an initial at all. It's his surname, D. Skinner. Christopher D. Skinner. This is a theory put forward by you, actually, Jean-Luc Roberts, at one point. It means in your universe, Chris's great-to-the-nth grandfather was probably someone who looked at a mangy cat and made the wise decision to replace the skins of poor suffering animals rather than removing them. Could you ask your Chris to confirm or deny this theory? Confirm, preferably. Inquiring minds need to know. Loving all the news from your world. Keep up the good work. Lots of love. Sean Ellis, poster from Non-Alternative Surrey. I don't know why this man is obsessed with alternate universes.
Well, maybe he's not in every possible universe, but in this one, that's just where he's ended up.
I'm sorry, Sean, this is the universe we live in. Mm. At the moment, I think there's some scientific theories about there being other universes, but there's no way to access them.
Everett's many world theory.
Yeah, that's that many world theory. I'm willing to suspend disbelief, but until I get an email from someone in an alternate dimension, I will continue to operate here as a very successful satirical news podcaster.
If I do actually have his actual theory written down here. He said, this is a manny world, but it wouldn't be nothing without a womany on Earth.
That's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening to The Last Post. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we will be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. You can download this podcast again tomorrow or subscribe so it automatically downloads it for you. We have previous episodes available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news. And if you have not done so before, please listen back to previous editions. John Luke Roberts, you are our guest for today. Do you have anything to plug?
Go to my website, johnlukeroberts.co.uk, see where my tour dates are, come to my shows, and contact me if you would like any odd jobs doing.
The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser. If you can figure out how to spell all of those words. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. Good luck to you, Christopher. We'll talk again tomorrow.
The fertility doctor, Jan Carbat, was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Carbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.